Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show. On now.
The jury is a panel of very wise women.
And we can help guys make some decisions.
Brandon needs the help of the jury. Hey, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
You were dating a woman for how long?
7 months.
All right.
Okay. So you guys were definitely girlfriend, boyfriend material.
Yep.
Were you dropping any L-bombs?
I mean, not yet, but it felt like it was getting close.
Okay. And why did you guys break up?
Well, I think I messed up. She told me, I said something to her that she I guess, got mad at or whatever.
All right, what was it that you said?
Yeah, I didn't mean it in a mean way, but I said that she reminded me of my mom in, like, a lot of ways. And, you know, that my mom's an awesome woman, and that was a really good thing, you know, and she, I guess, didn't like that.
Is that why she broke up with you?
Yeah, she said that. That's the reason that we broke up, is she just kept hearing those words, and it just bothered her, and so she broke up with me.
So, right. Brandon, what's your question for the jury?
I mean, I guess my question is, like, is that my fault? Am I being out of line? Is that ridiculous, like, that I said that she reminds me of my mom? Or, you know, is she kind of the one that's at the wrong here? I mean, you know?
Okay, well, we'll get some answers from you. If you'd like to join the jury, we'd like to hear from you. 404.
Coming up next with Jeff and Jen.
404-263-0941. If you'd like to be a part of the jury on the Jeff and Jen Show and help out Brandon, we will answer his question. Did she overreact or not? 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
We call it the jury. It is a panel of women who help guys who may have slightly lost their way. If you would like to be a part of the jury, 404-263-0941. We got a few members already seated, but let's meet Brandon calling from Buckhead and get some more details on his girlfriend of 7 months who dumped him because of something he said. Brandon, do you remember the exact quote that you used with her?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. My exact quote was, "You remind me of my mom in so many ways. She's an awesome woman, so it's a really good thing."
In what ways did your girlfriend remind you of your mom?
Oh, she's just artistic. She's kind. She kind of giggles and laughs the same way. You know, she likes a lot of the same things. Like I was saying, she's artistic. These little flower things. And she just reminds me of her.
Mm-hmm. And she took such offense to that, you guys broke up.
Yeah.
Does she know your mom? Like, did she take offense because your mom is not that great of a person? Or did she take offense because that's just a weird compliment to get?
I guess it's just because it's a weird compliment to get because she hasn't even met my mom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out, like, why that would be the thing.
How much time,
breaking point.
Like, did you say that to her and then she immediately said, "I'm out"?
No, it was like, I don't know, maybe like a week and a half after I said it.
Okay.
2 weeks, maybe.
So the question that you're asking is she justified in breaking off the relationship because of that one line, or was she just using that line as the parachute to jump out the plane?
Right.
And was there anything else going on in the relationship that seemed off at the time?
No. I think it was a great relationship. I mean, we always had fun and laughed, and then I guess I messed up by saying that, or maybe, I don't know, but I didn't see any warning signs or anything.
Okay.
Huh.
All right, is there anything else you would like to add before we go to the jury and find out if they're going to side with you or side with your ex?
I mean, I guess the only other thing would be, like, I mean, I guess we were laying in bed, like, when I said it. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Hmm. Before or after?
It was after, but it was, like, a hour or so after.
Okay, you got to work on your timing, bud.
Okay.
I guess.
You got to work on it. Gives us some good insight. Would you consider would you consider yourself a mama's boy, Brandon?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you love your mother, I mean, now you're a mama's boy, it's a bad thing. Like, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But
how often do you talk
to your
mom?
I love my mom, but...
So an hour after you guys...
Woo-hooed,
right? An hour after that happened. So you guys are still like... Was this a morning woo-hoo or an evening woo-hoo?
An evening woo-hoo.
So you so you go out, whatever, have a good time, come home, woo-hoo. You're still awake an hour later, like lying in bed chatting. I assume that you're both, you're not wearing your pajamas, right?
Right.
Still, okay. So she's in your arms and you're both naked and you say, you remind me of my mother?
Yeah.
Dude.
I said mom, though, but yeah.
All right. Okay. And so her argument that she couldn't work past it, you want to know if that's...
An overreaction.
An overreaction.
Not.
Okay, Brandon, we're going to talk to the jury in just a second, okay?
Don't assume that you know the verdict.
Jen.
Because you're not a part of the jury for a very obvious reason.
Because I don't have...
Opinion. You're not allowed of opinion.
Okay. We'll talk to the jury and find out if Brandon, post lovemaking, telling his girlfriend.
Woohoo.
You don't have to see it before, after. It's good. They know.
You can't talk about your mom after you do it.
Star 94.1.
The jury has convened to deliver of a verdict for our friend Brandon in Buckhead. And Brandon just explained to us that he and his girlfriend broke up after a great 7 months together. And it was when he told her that she reminded him of his mother. Just happened to be after they had spent some time together, if you know what I mean.
In bed.
Mm-hmm.
They were cuddling.
Everybody gets it.
I think it's important to drive home that he brought up his mom while neither of them are wearing pants. Brandon, we're going to go to the jury and we'll come right back and give you the verdict, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. I know I don't get a vote, but I think you are all
you don't get a vote.
Made up my
You're
mom.
Not on the jury.
Kathy and Noonan.
Hey.
How do you side in the case of Brandon's mom versus his girlfriend?
Well, I totally started out with Brandon, and then, now I'm definitely with girlfriend.
After you learned of the location where he delivered the news.
Yeah, definitely bad timing.
Yeah.
Okay. Janine, your thoughts?
Honestly, I do still think a complete breakup after 7 months is an overreaction.
So you side with Brandon?
Really? Brandon.
Like, especially if it's, like, it's weird. I would have a real sit down about that. But I wouldn't give up 7 months. It's too much.
Gotcha.
Like, it wouldn't pop into your head that maybe something you just did triggered that memory?
Not an hour after.
Okay.
Like, if I'm already in bed, I'm not putting clothes back on. So.
Carrie in Midtown, welcome to the show.
Hey.
You siding with Brandon or the girlfriend who dumped him?
I am on the girlfriend side completely. After the extra news, came on.
That's what she said. Amanda.
Amanda.
That's right.
There you go. Perfect. Amanda.
In Austell, how are things with you?
Brandon, I totally had your back until that last comment. I think that you should work on the timing. I mean, learn how to compliment your lady based on something that she does individually. No woman wants to be compared to anybody anyway. But, I mean, you just said that, like, oh, she reminds me of my mom because she's creative and she does crafts. But yet, how did that apply to, like, a cuddling situation is a little bit beyond me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I may not have given up 7 months like the previous juror said. I wouldn't have maybe, but I would have talked to him about it. And I really probably do think that it wasn't just that time. I'm sure she heard, oh, you're like my mom at least a few other times. Because if you'll say it at that time, you've said it throughout the relationship. So learn to compliment your future lady in different ways.
Cool.
I think that's a good lesson, honestly, for all guys to learn. What she said was women don't like to be compared to other women, ever. It doesn't matter if it's a compliment or not. We all want to be completely our own unique person.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great lesson. Yeah, that is a great lesson for guys to learn.
Especially at that time.
Yeah. Anytime. It's truly anytime.
Kelly Cheese, your thoughts?
I was with our homeboy Brandon at first. I was like, that's sweet. He loves his mom, and that was very sweet. And then just like the other callers, he said what he said after they woohooed. And it is just unforgivable timing. I am 100% with the girlfriend. 100%.
100% with the girlfriend. Absolutely. Totally. 1,000%. I say it's creepy. And next time you're snuggling, that's not what you want to think about. Women relate memories to new memories all the time. Like, we don't forget things. That's going to come up every single time. And she's going to be not interested forever.
No.
So I totally side with Brandon's girlfriend.
Y'all make good points.
Let's grab. Hey, Sharon in Atlanta, whose side are you on?
The girlfriend's. Timing was just, nobody wants to be compared with another woman, but especially not with a mother.
Thank you. Brandon, the only person on your side is Janine.
And I might not be anymore either. Amanda might have changed my mind. She made a lot of good points. I'm sorry, Brandon.
See, this is why a jury deliberates behind closed doors. There's your verdict, Brandon.
All right. Well, thank you.
Better luck next time.
You're welcome, Brandy. Here's a little something that JP pulled just for you. I love my mama.
You can love your mama, just don't love your mama.
Yeah.
Ew.
If you take anything away from the Jeff and Jen show today, it's that piece of wisdom from Jen Hobby.
You can love your mama, just don't love your mama.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.